This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, an Ella's Leash production. Heard as a podcast around the world, but heard first on radio stations 100.7 WHUD FM and Real Country 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Shine On, bringing you healers and dreamers and people who want to make life richer. It's your time to shine on. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for shining on today. We are going to get a five elements tutorial from Kelly Baker as we approach autumn and the coming yin energy. Going inward, that's on the way. But first, we start with Janine Roth. She joined us years ago when I first discovered her book, Women, Food, and God. Maybe you've seen her on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. She's a sweetie. And I feel like you're about to hear a therapy session because Janine gave me quite a few Shazams this week. Her website is overflowing with wisdom. Janine, with a G and three E's, Roth.com. The new book is called This Messy, Magnificent Life, A Field Guide to Mind, Body, and Soul. Anne Lamott wrote the introduction. Janine urges us to give up the idea of ourselves as some sort of a project.
You know, often what we do is we fight ourselves. We see a part of ourselves that we disagree with, that we think we don't like, that we want to get rid of. And so we start pushing and pushing and pushing against ourselves, like going to war with ourselves. And it doesn't help. It only makes that thing, let's say, pushing against fear. And I don't feel like I should be afraid. I feel like I should be braver. I feel like I should be more courageous. I feel like, or I feel like I'm not a kind person, or that I ate too much last night. And I start arguing with myself and shaming myself. The more that you push against something in yourself, the bigger it gets. The bigger it gets, the more solid it gets. And then you feel like you're at war with yourself. And what we know now, and what I certainly know now after working for decades with people and their relationship with food and me and my relationship with my own mind, is that being at war doesn't help. Mm-hmm. There's a kind of acceptance and then curiosity. What's really going on here? What am I trying to say? If this behavior was for me, not against me, what would it be trying to communicate to me?
Okay, I need you to say that again. Go back to the beginning of that sentence, because sometimes when I hear something so good, it's like, I don't know, my brain explodes. So I swear to God, I think you just hit a big gemstone there. Go back, about the conversation between the thing and you?
The more you fight yourself, the more uptight you get, the bigger the thing that you're fighting with gets. I think the part that you wanted me to say again is to assume that what's going on is for you, not against you, is trying to communicate with you. There's something there for you to see, to learn, to know, to meet, to welcome, to cherish. And it's the opposite of trying to get rid of. We all know that when we try to get rid of parts of ourselves, it never works.
Janine, that makes me want to cry. That part about, wow. That it's for you, that this, like, I was just thinking as I was doodling here, I wrote 1999 to 2006. Those were the years I didn't have a weight problem of my whole life. Mm-hmm. Those were the years, and I was just doodling that. And I was thinking, what was going on then that weight wasn't the number one issue in my life? And I don't know. I'll have to go back and investigate that. But to think now that this battle that I've been having with the pounds that keep creeping, and it's a battle. It's every day. It's all I think about almost. To think that it's for me is mind-blowing. That's mind-blowing. Well, so what's going on in my mind?
But, you know, there are a lot of different questions you can ask yourself. And one question is, what, if anything, are you trying to get through to yourself that you're not hearing any other way, and that the weight, as you said, it's practically all you think about, is really getting your attention.
Oh my God.
And so it's working. in the sense that it's getting your attention. Now the question is, what exactly is it that you could be paying attention to that you're not paying attention to? Is it actually what you're eating? Is it the kind of foods you're eating, the quality of foods you're eating, when you're eating? Does it have to do with food, or is food the outward expression of something deeper than that? Does it have to do with the way you spend your time? Does it have to do with how you talk to yourself in general? Do you shame yourself, belittle yourself, berate yourself? Do you take time for yourself? Are you kind to yourself? Are you in relationship with anybody or with people who belittle you or don't really cherish or love you, treat you in a way that you know is not really how you want to and or feel matches you. How I don't like using the word deserve, but really how you deserve to be treated.
Right. Oh my gosh, so much. When you take any problem, you just turn my whole life around, Janine Roth. When you take any problem and say there's something in here that's for you, wow.
Yeah.
That's a big piece for me. Thank you.
Yes, it's a very big piece. It's a big piece for me, too. It's a big piece for my students. It's a big piece because then you stop feeling like the world is against you.
Right.
And you stop feeling hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, aside from all of that, it's also the truth. Because what's seemingly standing in your way actually is the way. You know, Marcus Aurelius, who was an emperor from Rome, and we're talking, mm-hmm. I think it was 161 A.D., wrote a book called Meditations. And in that book, there was a sentence that said something like, what's standing in your way is actually your path. So the obstacle that you think is the biggest obstacle that's preventing you from living a full life is actually the doorway to that life you want. But because we're always trying to disregard it and get rid of it, we don't see that. We're not curious about it.
Right. So we need to get curious about what's bugging us, what's behind the door marked what's bugging us.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. And you're going to help us do that in this messy, magnificent life, aren't you?
Yes. One question, and I'll give you one quick question now to ask yourself, because it's not just going after so-called problems or obstacles. It's also taking a look around and, you know, landing in your feet, feeling your feet on the floor, realizing you have hands and legs and feet and breath, and then asking yourself in this moment, what's not wrong right now?
What's not wrong right now? Oh my. Oh my. I got a lot of bumper stickers here, Janine, I have to make. What seems to be standing in your way is the way. What's not wrong right now? Oh, that is a beautiful thought. That's a beautiful thought.
And the reason it is because it gets your nervous system and your mind off of the hypervigilance, fight mode, fear mode, victim mode, the world is against me, to actually looking around and seeing what's also true. And that is that in this moment, this very moment, there's so much more that's not wrong than there is so-called wrong.
Right.
So you look around and you see, you take it in, because part of really coming home to yourself, because that's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about coming home to yourself, being comfortable in your own skin, living as you, feeling like you're occupying the space you've been given in this life. And part of that is looking around and seeing how much goodness there already is and allowing yourself to receive it.
Wow.
Because that changes
yourself.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. What does allowing yourself to receive it feel like?
It feels like, I'll tell you what happens when I do this in a workshop or a retreat. I'll divide people into pairs, and I'll ask them to ask each other, so one person asks the other one, what's not wrong right now? And they keep going with that question. So they ask that question 5 times or 10 times, and then they switch, and the other person asks the other person. And what happens is that people's whole system relaxes.
Mm-hmm.
And they realize that their lives are much better than they thought, that they are much better than they realize. And when you relax and you take in the goodness or the kindness or the love, if you want to call it that, you're able to make decisions and take actions from a completely different place than when it's you against the world.
Right.
Then those decisions and actions that you take really come from depth and come from what the Buddhists would call right action,
mm-hmm.
or integrity or truth, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So it changes how you live.
Indeed. This Messy, Magnificent Life, the new book from Janine Roth, I have to tell you, I do retreats too, and I've done them for years, and it always turned out to be like a sad story festival. So I stopped going around the room asking people why they came, and I started going around the room saying, find a stranger, go off into a corner, and find 3 joys that you have in common.
Oh, lovely.
And
that's beautiful.
It's the same thing, because then everyone comes with their whole self. They come with more of themselves, right? With more of themselves.
Yeah.
And it's changed everything. And I just feel so great that you do that on a much larger scale by asking, what's not wrong right now? What's not wrong right now? Wow.
Right.
What did it feel like, and do you remember where you were the first time you allowed yourself to feel comfortable in your own skin, when you were like, hey, I'm okay?
Well, you know, one of the first times is when I decided never to go on another diet again, and to stop shaming and depriving and punishing myself around food. I felt as if I had broken out of a prison. I felt like as if I had broken one of the Ten Commandments. There was such freedom in that I could actually be myself. I was terrified because I had either been on a diet or a binge for so many years, and I didn't know how to do anything but diet or binge, but I knew I didn't want to live like that anymore. And that was a fabulous feeling, fabulous feeling.
Wow.
So that's one of the first times I remember.
I have to tell you a funny story. I was on the train once heading into the city, and I saw a woman eating a Snickers bar slowly, like she was enjoying it. And I stared at her like an alien from another planet. Like, I've never, like, in my life, slowly enjoyed a Snickers bar, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, I wonder what that feels like, what that strange creature is doing over there.
Yeah, she's enjoying it.
Yes, she's allowing, you know, sunshine into her life. This Messy, Magnificent Life, a field guide to mind, body, and soul. Janine Roth, I read where Dr. Hyman, author of Eat Fat, Get Thin, said, and it's right on the cover of your book, this goes beyond food and shows the complex interconnection between our minds and the bodies we have the power to heal. How did you find that connection?
By doing this work, by listening to myself, by listening to what I was truly hungry for on a physical level, but also on an emotional and spiritual level, by spending time, quiet time every day, by being outside in nature every day, by teaching and students, being with students, teaching retreat, doing workshops, writing, many different ways to do that. And it's good to have some of those that you do every single day, that you do at least one thing every day that you really want to do, that you love, that you do it for yourself. And start bringing that kind of joy into your life.
We will, Janine Roth, we will. Now, can we take like a year-long journey with you or something? What did I see on your website?
You can come to a retreat with me. I do retreats. Well, first of all, the website is filled with stuff to look at, to read, just filled with articles and past articles and things like that, and videos that you can watch. I do teach retreats, six-day retreats. Twice a year. The next one is in Northern California in November, and people are flying from all over the world to that, and I welcome anybody to come to that. That would be great. So, yes, come and be with me.
JanineRoth.com. What you are struggling with is for you, not against you. That changes everything. Thank you for tuning in to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. My name is Casey. This weekly podcast airs first on radio stations in Westchester and the Hudson Valley. It is 10 years strong and closing in on 30,000 plays on SoundCloud. Wow. Thank you for listening. Feel free to rate and follow. I'm on iTunes, too. Maybe that's where you're listening. Hello. This weekend, I'm hosting a one-day retreat at Graymore and Garrison. Coming up next Sunday, join me at the Mariandel Center in Ossining for the Tree Huggers Ball. It's so cool. And you don't need a ball gown. It's very casual. We're going to take a candlelight labyrinth walk and have a lot of fun. Mariandale.org. I'm also hosting a paint night in Verplank Thursday the 26th to raise money for the food pantry. October 10th, media night. Find out how you can grow your business. Details at kacey.co. So I met a new being of light. Her name is Kelly Baker, K-E-L-E, baker.com. Kelly teaches Qigong and Tai Chi and the Alexander Method all over the Hudson Valley. And she's going to take us through the seasons of energy next.
At CBD Live Natural, their goal is to bring their customers the best all-natural products. There is a solution to change your quality of life that will help you live naturally without prescription drugs, which means you'll feel your best. CBD aids with health issues from fibromyalgia to anxiety, joint pain and eczema, acne, and so much more. The staff at CBD Live Natural really know their products, which helps them determine what's best for you, from oils and lotions and creams to candles, edibles, and even pet products. At CBD Live Natural, they don't just sell the products. They're consumers just like you. So you can trust them to recommend the best all-natural products to help you live natural and feel great doing it. CBD Live Natural stores can be found in Bedford Hills, the Westchester Mall in White Plains, and the Stanford Town Center in Stanford, Connecticut. Or you could shop online at their website anytime. CBDLiveNatural.com.
This Movember, here's to the straggly mustaches, the lopsided ones, the oddly sexy ones, the itchy, patchy, raggedy ones, the peach fuzz ones, the hey, I look good with this ones, the scruffy ones, the black, blonde, red, and gray ones, the ones grown by dad, the ones grown for dad. They all raise awareness, raise funds, start conversations, and save lives. Because whatever you grow, will save a bro. Learn more at Movember.com.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for shining on. Meet Kelly Baker, K-E-L-E-Baker.com. She wants you to be at home in your body via Tai Chi, Qigong, and the Alexander Method. Here she guides us through the five elements.
The five elements, as the ancient Chinese observed them in nature, are wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And what they saw is that one element gives birth to the next in an ever-flowing cycle, and elements also control and monitor other elements so that they don't get too out of balance. The cycle is, it can start anywhere in the cycle, it doesn't matter which one you start with. Wood is related to the spring, to the energy of growth, uplift, reaching towards the sun, being enthusiastic, being creative, sometimes being frustrated because maybe you want to be creative about something and someone's getting in your way or you're getting in your own way. So that energy of wanting to expand outwards, that's wood and spring. The fire is the summer, feeling radiant, warm, joyful, enthusiastic, and loving. But it can have another side, being impatient, being angry to the point of hating, being too hot, That's an example being too hot.
Summer
and fire.
Spring and wood, summer and fire.
Exactly.
Always wanted to understand this. Go ahead.
Now we go into late summer or Indian summer and earth. Because we're linking, Chinese medicine links emotions to seasons, to things that are happening in the body and physical symptoms, the late summer or the earth can be related to worry, fretting, overthinking, overanalyzing, ruminating. Ruminating is something of the digestive system when you work over that piece of food too much, your gastric juices are imbalanced. But also, when it's in balance, it's peace of mind. Contentment, trust is part of the earth element. And from the earth element in the late summer, we go on to the autumn, which is the element of metal. And this is emotionally, this would be called, or mentally, this is discernment. Being refined, being to your core, knowing who you are, being true to yourself, having that quality of firmness of metal or even crystals that are an earth that's been compacted and heated and refined to a pure form. From the spring and summer, we had outward and upward moving energy. Mm-hmm. This is called yang energy, Y-A-N-G. Now we're going into the autumn and inward and downward moving energy. This is called yin. Mm-hmm. And from autumn, we move into winter, which is the element of water. Now, what happens to water in the winter?
Freezes.
It gets hard. It gets still. It gets almost earth-like. It's, you know, or metal-like. It's not moving, but it will transform with the heat of the spring and start to flow again. Water and winter are our quiet times. The times to go inward. The time when the plants are storing their energy. And then starting again in the spring. So we have this upward and outward expansion.
Yang.
That now we're talking about this scale of, let's say, a full year. Yang outwards that is balanced with yin
inwards.
And none of these elements or phases are any better or worse, any more right or wrong than the other. They are just part of the movements of the energies of nature.
And I'm going to guess part of the movements of our physical body.
Exactly, exactly. We have upward movement when we feel enthusiastic. We have downward movement when we feel depressed.
Right.
We have upward movement when we're youthful, downward movement if the cares of life are starting to pull us down. We have physiology that also aligns to these elements and movements. The respiratory system happens to align to the element of metal and the autumn, where we take in, we reap the rewards of the crops of the summer, and we inhale. And then in balance with that, or in conjunction with that, we exhale. We let go of that which we don't need anymore. And sometimes that can be hard because we're scared of letting go.
So breath is two elements?
The single breath is all the metal element.
It's all metal.
It's the taking in and the letting go.
Okay. It's all metal.
That is in aligned to metal, aligned to the season of autumn, and in alignment with the lungs. And in Chinese medicine, the lungs and the large intestines are paired. And they are the two organs that connect to the outside world through our intake pipes, through our outgo pipes.
I always had to do a mental picture there.
How do we connect to the outside world in our body? There's an in and there's an out.
Okay.
And where we not only take in what we need, let go of what we don't need, but also we have mucous membrane linings, mucous linings to help protect us. Give us a sense of boundary so that we're not taking in things that are harmful to us and we're letting go of the things that are harmful to us and not taking them further into the body again.
Right.
Through the lungs or through the large intestines. That aspect of boundary is sometimes called Wei Qi. It's the energy of boundary, the energy of protection. And sometimes it's important to have boundaries in life. It's in ourselves. You know, if we're so open-hearted, then we might inadvertently be allowing people to manipulate us or hurt us in some ways. So sometimes it's good to have a sense of one's
way
own cheap. Core and protection. Way cheap.
The Five Elements and Kelly Baker. I hope you pick something up that works for you. If you want to know more, visit kellybaker.com, K-E-L-E-Baker.com. Tree huggers, join me at the Merriandale Center next Sunday. Businessmen and women, grow your business at Media Night, October 10th. All the details at kc.co. Our thought for the day from our first guest, Janine Roth, who said, "What's seemingly standing in your way is the way." Shine on. You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, for your entertainment only. Heard Sunday mornings on 100.7 WHUD and on Real Country's 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Subscribe to Shine on iTunes and SoundCloud and catch a show anytime at kacey.co. That's K-A-C-E-Y.co. Shine On.